Good morning to Friday and the Speaker of the Karnataka Assembly who was studying resignation letters all night. It is 12 July 2019 and the suspense over the fate of Karnataka's wobbling ruling coalition continued as Assembly Speaker K.R. Ramesh Kumar was yet to take a final call on the resignations of 10 rebel legislators after a Supreme Court directive, and Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy refused to step out and down in the face of his administration's wilting majority. Well, Kumar did meet the 10 MLAs, 7 from the Congress and 3 from the JDS, shortly after 6 p.m. in his chamber in the Karnataka Assembly and received their resignation letters, but he refused to take a final decision on accepting their letters, demitting office, and said he would study them all night. Well, earlier in the day, after hearing the petition of the rebel MLAs, the apex court asked Kumar to take a decision forthwith and in any case in the course of the remaining part of the day. It will, however, on Friday hear a petition he filed asking for more time. Now, Kumar confirmed all resignations received were in the correct format. He had rejected 8 letters on Tuesday for not being in the proper format and said his meeting with the lawmakers was videographed. Asked whether he had accepted the resignations, which he had rejected on grounds of wrong format, the speaker said, "You cannot expect me to work at lightning speed. I have to go through the procedure as per the constitution. I need to examine these resignations all night and ascertain if they are genuine." And while we are on the subject of switching sides, it seems that there are only two sides, the haves and the have-nots, the ones who have money and power and the ones that don't. The rest is just drama. In case you missed it, over the last 2 days, 13 councillors who joined the BJP have returned to the TMC fold. After being jolted by serial switchovers to the BJP by legislators, councillors and rural body functionaries, Mamata Banerjee's TMC appeared to set to regain control of Kancharapara municipality yesterday, a day after it took back Hali Shahar municipality. Now, both civic bodies are in Bijpur Assembly constituency, the home turf of Mukul Roy, a former TMC leader and once a close aide of the Bengal Chief Minister, who is now a close aide of Amit Shah. And after the CBI raids in Delhi and Mumbai on Thursday, Lawyers Collective and its trustees, including founding members Anand Grover and Indira Jaisingh, not just their offices but also the residences, the body issued a statement expressing shock and outrage. "Mr. Grover and I are being targeted for the human rights work that we have done over the years," PTI quoted Jaisingh as saying. "It wasn't alleged in the complaint that between 2006 and 2014, the accused entered into a conspiracy in Mumbai, Delhi and other places with an intent to cheat the government of India in the matter of misusing and diverting foreign contribution received in the Mumbai-based NGO." That's what a CBI officer summed up the case against Indira Jaisingh and the Lawyers Collective along with Anand Grover. "In pursuance of the said conspiracy, foreign contribution to the tune of ₹32.39 crore was received in the account of the NGO, and the accused persons misutilized a sizable amount of the foreign contribution, thereby violating the provisions of FERA 2010, the same officer said. The CBI invoked sections of the FCRA apart from IPC sections pertaining to hatching a criminal conspiracy, breach of trust and cheating against these Lawyers Collective and the trustees, including founding members Anand Grover and Indira Jaisingh. Now, the NGO had stated that the FCRA proceedings were initiated against it because its office bearers had taken up sensitive cases against the leading figures of the BJP, including Home Minister Amit Shah, among others, and added that Mr. Grover and I are being targeted for the human rights work that we have done over the years. If you think these aren't excessive, then you are a fascism denier. This is how dissent is stifled, one lawyer at a time, one person at a time, one institution at a time. Now the CBI, after raid, says they have found incriminating evidence, something I read from Prashant Bhushan's post, that BJP government goes after Jaisingh, Sitalwad, Amnesty and Greenpeace, who have all been critical of this government for alleged violation of FCRA. Now, no court has found them guilty, but Delhi High Court did find BJP guilty of taking crores of foreign funds if violating FCRA. And what did it do? Well, BJP, then retrospectively a Mednid FCRA. Just to highlight, since Modi took office in 2014, more than 10,000 civil society groups in India have had their licenses to receive overseas donations cancelled or suspended for violations of the FCRA. Since we are on amassing illegal wealth, a Panchayat Sarpanch was arrested in Odisha's Ganjam district yesterday for allegedly amassing worth 3,340% more than his known sources of income. The Sarpanch of Ankarada Gram Panchayat was arrested after the anti-corruption agency traced properties valued at over ₹1.54 crore owned by him. He was booked under the Prevention of Corruption Act and Arms Act after an unlicensed rifle along with ammunition were found from his residence. Well, he'll be heading to the jail. But typically, no one wants to go to jail, not once and definitely not twice. But no, not this thief. 3 meals a day, a shelter and some company, that was enough for Nan Prakasam to prefer jail to his home. A 52-year-old resident was out on bail after being imprisoned for theft. But then he stole a bike, flashed his face in front of the CCTVs and waited to be arrested. All because he missed prison food, life and friends. And especially that no one in the prison called him lazy, unlike in his home. Well, fair enough. With that, we head to international news where British ships operating in the Gulf have been put on the highest state of alert amid fears that UK flagged commercial vessels are vulnerable to attacks by Iranian gunboats. It seems that the Brits and the French and the Germans are coming around to the idea that the Iranians are up to no good, President Trump tweeted on Thursday. And since we are on German, this news that we keep repeating about Angela Merkel's shakes has a warning for all of us. Now, Angela Merkel sat through the German and Danish national anthems during a ceremony welcoming Denmark's Prime Minister to Berlin. The German Chancellor reportedly requested the change in protocol a day after she was seen shaking in public for the third time in as many weeks. Now, Merkel's decision to sit through the ceremony will further fuel speculation about whether the long-serving leader's famously grueling schedule, including frequent all-night marathon meetings, has begun to take its toll on her health. Explanations floated in the German press range from dehydration to anxiety, overwork and stress. So pace it out. Your body may not be in the same rhythm as your brain. While Angela Merkel was shaking, it was the passengers of Air Canada that were, well, being tossed around as the jet hit a pocket of turbulence on its way to Australia on Thursday and was forced to make an emergency landing. Around a dozen people were reportedly injured. That is pretty much all that I have. But before I leave you for the week, if you thought sneaker collection was not an art, well, you better revisit your notions of art. Sotheby's in New York announced yesterday its first ever auction dedicated to sneakers, underlining their fast-growing status as collectibles are able to command tens of thousands of dollars. Now, Sotheby's is teaming up with streetwear marketplace Stadium Goods to auction 100 pairs of the rarest sneakers ever produced, including a sample of one of the first Nike Inc. running shoes with a pre-sale high estimate of $160,000. The highest price, though, fetched at public auction for sneakers is thought to be $190,373 in 2017 for a pair of signed Converse shoes said to have been worn by Michael Jordan in the 1984 Olympic basketball final. And that is all that I have been able to sneak in today. I will be back on Monday. As for you, relax, breathe, let your body recover and rid yourself of that stress. Until next week, goodbye and good health from takeapart.in.